the churches of Christ salute you. In the Holy Bible, in Romans chapter 16 and verse 16, the Apostle Paul says, greet one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. Of course, that's Christ, and it is His church. The Bible refers to the church as the church of the firstborn, and so the church belongs to Christ. It wears His name, and so we say, along with Paul, when the Bible was first written, that is the New Testament, the churches of Christ salute you. I'm thankful for the churches of Christ. I'm thankful for the New Testament churches, for all Christian churches that stand on one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. I'm thankful for the churches that believe in a biblical organization where there are overseers in the church. I'm very, very concerned about these little popes that will not put themselves under elders, but I'm thankful that I'm personally under an eldership. I'm under the eldership, and I'm accountable to the elders that ordained me at my home church, the Ocean View Church of Christ. And also, there are other elders that I have asked to be able to talk to if I need to talk to them. And so I'm not a fly-by-night. I'm under the responsibility and oversight of the eldership, and then under the oversight of Almighty God. And what I'm trying to do is to preach the truth to you, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And while our meetings are in New Testament churches of Christ around the United States of America, New Testament Christian churches, we'll go anywhere. I'll preach for Methodist, Baptist, I've done that. I'll preach for anybody. And if you're looking for an old-fashioned revival, you get you some singers up, and if you have some kind of a program you need the money for, you just take the offerings and put that money to that. Don't give the money to me, just let me preach. And I'm not going to point you to some denomination. I'll just point you to Jesus. I'll just point you to the Word of God. We'll have a wonderful, wonderful fellowship. You don't have to pay me a cent. You might feed me a chicken leg or a scrapple sandwich if you want to, but I'm preaching without charge, and we're not asking for money on this radio broadcast. God's people that love the Lord, love what we're doing, take care of the bills, take care of the responsibilities, and so now for the best part of 40 years or more, we've been broadcasting somewhere in this wonderful eastern area of the United States of America. I'm thankful to be on WGMD. We're thankful to be down in North Carolina. We really appreciate the folks that put us on up in Somerset, Pennsylvania. We've broadcast in the past on WNRK of Newark, WDOB of Dover, WJWL of Georgetown. We're just so thankful. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And so all I want to do is preach the gospel to you. Someone says, what denomination do you belong to? God forbid that just wanting to be a Christian only, I would belong to any denomination. My friend, one of the first things you can do is to get out of denominationalism and take the Bible only and be a Christian only. Why give somebody else the glory, and why give glory to some denominational name when you can just be a Christian? And so what we've done is come out of all of these denominations and tried to organize on the basis of the Bible. That's why we just refer to it as the Church of Christ. That's why we just call ourselves Christians, not in a denominational sense. No headquarters but heaven, no name but the divine, and no book but the Bible. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? In the second chapter of the book of Matthew, we have this statement, where is he that is born King of the Jews? If we could put ourselves back in time, the question that goes through our minds now is, how far have those wise men gotten? No doubt they've seen the star by now, and no doubt they're on their way, and they're going to go farther and go through more danger and at a greater expense to come to Jesus and find Him and worship Him than anybody I've ever heard tell of in 50-some plus years of ministry. I'm thankful for these wise men, and now for a period of weeks, they're going to make their way across mountains, across deserts, across swollen streams. They're going to have to face robbers, but if we were back in time, we can just hear those camels during the night snorting as they're making their way towards the star. Would to God that the people of America had the faith that these wise men had. Where is he that is born King of the Jews in your life? Where is he in your life? Mrs. Bennett and myself were in a revival meeting down in Georgia. We had a few days off before we started with Joe Guthrie over at the Brunswick Christian Church. We were at Jekyll Island for a few days of R&R, and my wife had already started putting the Christmas cards we started to get. It was somewhat after Thanksgiving. She was putting them out on the table there in our motorhome. I came in, and she'd sorted out the mail and placed a card right on the top. And this passage was there, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" And I thought, there's a sermon in that. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? Let's go to it. Let's go to the second chapter of the book of Acts. Let's make that the second chapter of the book of Matthew. Now the Bible says here, Matthew chapter 2, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men. And so we have read about these wise men, the Magi, that came, that were looking for Jesus. They came all the way from, as someone said, halfway around the world to find Jesus. Some people are so good for nothing, lazy, they won't even cross the street. My friends, what do you do and how do you describe a man or a woman that won't even cross the street or get in their car and ride around the block to be with God's people? Well, God will call them rats and skunks and hogs wallowing in the mire. And Peter referred to backsliders as dogs that threw up and then went back and ate what they throw up. You see, God has certain terms to describe those of you that claim to be Americans and claim to be clean, decent people, and you have no time for God, there'll be a time God will have no time to give you breath. And then what will you do when you stand there before Him? But these wise men set forth a wonderful example. In verse 2, they had come to Jerusalem. They created quite a stir there with the corrupt Herodian family, and they asked the question, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" They followed that star from far in the east, and they followed it over hill. They followed it through times of danger, and it cost them a small fortune, but they followed the star. And my question to you is, where are you? Where is he that is called King of the Jews? Where is he in your willingness to follow? These wise men followed. My, look what they went through to follow. What are you going through to follow Jesus? Are you following Him? Are you willing to follow Him? Are you willing to follow Him in the road of faith and commitment and dedication? Are you willing to follow Him down into the Jordan River? Do you know Jesus was baptized? He didn't need to be baptized. At first, John refused to baptize Him because John the Baptist was only baptizing people for the forgiveness of sins. And he knew Jesus never had any sins, and he refused to baptize him. But Jesus said, "Go ahead, John, let's fulfill righteousness." And so the Son of God went down into the water, and he was baptized. God on high, have mercy on your miserable soul if you won't go down into the equivalent of that river and be baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins. He didn't need to, but he set the example and fulfilled righteousness. You need to. The Bible says not only you need to, you must, except a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom. The Bible says in Luke 7 and verse 30, the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of Him. So where are you? Where are you? Where is he that is born King of the Jews in your willingness to follow? Then, the Bible teaches when they found Jesus, they fell down and worshipped Him. I love this passage in verse 11. And when they were come into the house, you see, the wise men never came to the manger. Take those wise men in your manger scene and push them out across the living room somewhere. You see, those wise men don't really belong in that nativity scene. They came to the house maybe as much as a month or two later. When they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped Him. Can you imagine the wisdom of these wise men? When they saw Him, they knew that He was a king. When they saw Him, they knew that He was worthy of worship. Do you recognize that Jesus is a king? Are you willing to worship Him? They fell down and worshipped Him. Are you too proud to fall down? I mean literally down. I recommend you going to your face before Him. Where is he that is born King of the Jews in your willingness to follow? Where is he in your worship? Do you worship Him? Do you come around the Lord's table on the Lord's day? Or are you a backslider? I just finished a revival meeting a week or two ago. We had a great meeting with the Snow Hill Church of Christ. I used the illustration from Peter. The Apostle Peter said, if someone becomes obedient to the Lord and turns and goes back into the world, he's like a dog returning to his own vomit. Well, that's enough to make you sick. He said, someone that backslides and goes out into the world, he's like a cleaned up hog going back to his wallow in the mire. And we have people that have their names on New Testament church roll books. We have New Testament Christians, supposed to have been New Testament Christians, that are wallowing with the hogs this morning. And they'll not be around the Lord's table because they'd rather wallow with the hogs than remember the broken body and the shed blood of Jesus. The Bible teaches, next of all, that they opened up their treasures. Theirs wasn't a faith-only religion, and you can't be saved by a faith-only religion. The only time faith-only is used in the New Testament, the Bible says, you're not justified by faith only. But also there's some works. That's a hard word for some people to follow, but there's some works that go along with it. The works that are not involved are the works of the old law, but God has some works for us as Christians to do, and if we don't perform them, we're not going to be saved. But the Bible says in verse 11, and when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Evidently, they financed the trip they were going to take later down to Egypt. They had gold in their pockets. Plus the valuable essences of frankincense and myrrh. And the question is, where is he that is born King of the Jews in your stewardship? Are you a chintzy skinflint? Do you tithe to God, or are you robbing God? The Bible says in Malachi that the people robbed God. And they said, have we robbed you? He said, you've robbed me in tithes and offerings. And some of you have robbed God, and you're spending God's money on golf clubs, the golf course, and in Myrtle Beach, and in Las Vegas. But God be praised and thanked for these wise men. Because they had love and they had faith and they gave, they opened up, they gave gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You don't give in order to pay somebody's salary. You don't give because the bill needs to be paid there at the church building. You don't give for that reason. You give to go to heaven because you won't go to heaven without giving and without stewardship. And a lot of people have a dollar a week religion. That's why they only give a dollar a week. But you're going to have more than a dollar a week religion in order to get to heaven. And so the question is, where is he that is born King of the Jews in your stewardship? Then these wise men started back home, but they were warned of God. God rewarded them. He didn't allow them to go back through Jerusalem and be killed. He warned them. They were faithful. They worshiped. They came from afar to serve Him. They gave of their gifts to Him. And so they came under the protection of God's umbrella. If you put your trust in God, you come under His protection. And He warned them to go another way, and they did. And the question is, where is he that is born King of the Jews in your willingness to obey? Are you going to go another way after this broadcast this morning? Are you going to repent of your sins and be immersed, baptized into Christ for the remission of sins? And don't go tell some preacher that doesn't preach it that you want to be baptized. Find somebody that does preach it and does believe it. And get out of denominationalism and be a New Testament Christian and a Christian only. And you serve the Lord's Supper and meet around the Lord's table every Lord's day. And you take the Bible only and be a Christian only. Praise God for His Son. Let's close with prayer. Father, thank You for Jesus, the wonderful Savior, the only hope of the world. And thank You for these wise men that came from so far. Help us to be wise, Father, by coming to You and obeying Your Word through Christ. Amen.